Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is A Spiritual LLC. In 1977, the first LLC statute was enacted in the United States, thereby creating what we know as a limited liability company. The LLC has become the business structure of choice for most small business owners. Today, we will discover why LLCs are also an essential part of our spiritual life. The LLC is a unique hybrid form of business that combines the flexibility of a partnership with the asset protection of a corporation. It is the ideal business structure for most small businesses. You might be asking yourself, okay, but what does an LLC have to do with my spiritual life? Let's take a look. An LLC is a separate legal entity. As an entity, it is separate and apart from its owners with its own rights, responsibilities, and liabilities. As Christians, we too have a new identity. We have become a new creation in Christ. We are born anew. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says it this way, "So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." LLCs are a form of business that provides limited liability for the owners. Because an LLC is a separate entity, the owners of the company have limited liability. This is one of the most important benefits to operating as a limited liability company. Limited liability means that the individual assets of the LLC members cannot be used to satisfy the LLC's debts and obligations. In a similar way, through Christ, our liabilities have been limited. One day, all of us will have to give an accounting for our life. Thankfully, Jesus took on the liabilities for the sins of everyone who believes in him when he died on the cross. We find this in 1 Peter 2, verses 24. "He himself bore our sins in his body upon the cross, so that, free from sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed." LLCs enjoy perpetual existence. Unless the articles of an organization specify differently, a limited liability company has perpetual existence. This means a member's death does not mean that the company must cease to operate. Likewise, death does not bring an end to our soul. Our soul continues after death. It will either go off to eternal damnation, or it will enjoy eternity in heaven with God. John 3 verse 16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life." If we seek to have eternal happiness, we need to place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Ownership interests in an LLC are freely transferable. An owner of an LLC is free to pass on his or her ownership interests to whomever he or she chooses. Likewise, as Christians, not only are we free to pass on our faith, but we are called by God to do so. It is our duty to share our faith with others. Jesus gave us this command in Matthew 28, verse 19. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." An LLC enjoys pass-through taxation. They are a pass-through tax entity. Put simply, this means that the LLC's gains and losses flow through to its members. The members report their share of these tax items on their personal income tax returns. Romans 6 verse 4 states, "We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life." Clearly, this verse reminds us of the pass-through nature of Christ's death and resurrection to all who believe in him. In addition to the reasons already stated, there are three words that comprise our spiritual LLC. As Christians, we are called to love God above all else. But in Matthew 22, verse 39, Jesus tells us, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." How can we do this? By making these three words part of how we live. Listen, love, and care. We are called to go forth to help others. We are called to bring others to Christ. We are called to be Christ to others. How do we do this? We listen with the ears of Christ. We love with the heart of Christ. And we care with the compassion of Christ. Let's go forth as a new spiritual LLC. Let's operate always by listening to those most in need, loving them like we love ourselves, and caring for them like Jesus would. And let's always keep in mind the words Jesus told us in Matthew 25, verse 40. Whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, help me to live more like your Son each and every day. Help me to treat everyone I meet as Jesus would treat them. Help me to listen, love, and care. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase the book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and to share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.